It says on my guide now, short message. Who's heard of UCB Broadcasters? United Christian Broadcasters. They sent me a Christmas card. And for the first time ever, I realised it's a subliminal kind of subliminal message that I hadn't seen before in this. What can you see? You see kind of a trough with some straw coming out. And in the background, way, way in the background there are three crosses. Three crosses. You might say, well, that's not very original. And maybe it's not. That you'd see that baby Jesus is born and put in the manger, and his future is up there on that hill in the background as the center of those three crosses. And then I noticed something else about this. It might be significant and it might not, but it really hit me as significant. And that is, this cattle trough, this manger, is made out of wood. And also on either side, the legs are actually X's, or if you like, crosses. So right from the very beginning, Jesus was held up off the earth in the center of two crosses. Held up from the earth. That's how he started, and that's how he finished. Held up from the earth. And I thought to myself, I wonder who made that. And I wonder if he made any of those. But I was just hit by the significance of that card and how many people would see that from the very beginning was identified between two crosses and held up from the earth on a tree. And I also thought to myself about this little chap here. And here he is. The baby Jesus, or what somebody thought he would look like, blonde hair, blue eyes, that kind of thing. And I envisioned myself studying today, holding him up like this. And I thought of a film that I watched recently, and it's, I knew about to do this, I forgot the name of the film. It's called, it's got Russell Crowe in it, as a gladiator. That's it. So it's called Gladiator, this film. And in this film called Gladiator, he spends time with, I think he's a Muslim, but in Gladiator, Russell Crowe is a Roman, and he's captured, and his family are killed. That's part of the story. But all along the storyline, Russell Crowe is an ancestral worshipper, and he has his gods wrapped up in a cloth, little wooden things about that size, and when he prayed he would put them down somewhere and kneel down and pray, and he was praying to his ancestors, to his father, to his mother, that kind of thing. And I envisaged myself studying doing this, thinking I'm holding the one who's holding me. And I don't worship something that somebody probably in China made. And I don't think Jesus had one there. And I think there's a lot of sentimentality in Christmas. But there's a powerful story going on here in the small print. And the powerful story is that Jesus was born, came from glory, was born into a human body as we are. Totally defenseless, totally helpless, dependent on his mum and dad. But somehow, this baby grew into someone who would lay down his life for you and for me. And he would be held up from the earth on a cross with a thief on either side of him. And in that position, he would say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And I think of Russell Crowe, well, it probably wasn't Russell Crowe, it's just figurative speaking, kneeling before these figurines that had been made that represented his father and his descendants, and how we can be forgiven until the point that we're told the truth.
for looking for help, for looking for answers, for praying to the wrong thing, for honouring our fathers above God, our mothers above God, for making them far more important than the one who created us, the one who laid down his life for us. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I'll put this figurine back here for now. So next time you get a card, just look at it for a while. Because it's very easy, isn't it? You get cards and you go, love from blah, blah, blah. Happy Christmas, love from blah, blah, blah. From all that, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes it's worth just looking a little bit further, just to see what you might see. After the service, the tea bar will be open. I don't know if we've got any mince pies today, but I'm sure you've probably fed up with them already. Well, as we come to the end of today's carol service for this year, let's just pray before we do this final carol. Father, we look to you as we draw towards the end of 2019. Well, this is some people can say the shortest day, some people say the longest night, some people say the winter solstice, and even today there are people down at Stonehenge, Lord, pagan people who are worshipping the sun and the moon and all this stuff that you created. And they just don't look beyond the obvious. And I pray for them today, Lord, that they would just say, who created all these things? And Lord, as we head towards the year 2020, and as the days get longer and the nights get shorter, we pray that it would just not be something that we notice, Lord, in the physical sense, but rather we sense it in the spiritual sense, Lord, that your Spirit will be free to move in this country. Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit on your church, that not only would it get physically lighter, but it would get spiritually lighter as well. And that we would enjoy the freedom, Lord, being set free from other countries that control us and rule us, Lord. But that we would be under your rule, your control, that you, Lord, would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords in this country, and not just a little baby in a manger, not just a romantic notion, but you, Lord, would take control. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.